From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Airstrikes targeting the rebel-held areas of the northern Syrian city of Aleppo intensified Friday. There are reports of at least two buildings being hit during more than two dozen strikes that began during the night into early Friday. The Syrian army announced a new campaign Thursday to retake rebel-held areas of the northern city of Aleppo, crushing hopes of reestablishing a ceasefire and getting aid to civilians already ravaged by the five-year-long civil war. Jens Lark is a spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Human Affairs.
There is an acute and immediate need for adherence to international humanitarian law, which stipulates that civilians in armed conflict must be protected from the effects of war.
U.S. military and intelligence officials are questioning whether Russia has the will or the capability to do anything about the growing crisis in Syria, accusing Moscow of perpetrating a humanitarian catastrophe. U.S. President Barack Obama will veto legislation Friday that would allow survivors and relatives of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States to sue Saudi Arabia's government for damages. Mr. Obama has said the legislation would expose Americans overseas to legal risk. Congress is expected to try to override the president's veto, which would require votes by two-thirds of lawmakers to complete. Riyadh has denied any involvement in the attacks. However, 15 of the 19 airline hijackers were identified as Saudis. This is VOA News. Things are relatively quiet in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, now following a third night of demonstrations of the police shooting of an African-American man. VOA's Aisha Sarai described the scenes in Charlotte overnight.
We've seen a lot of riot police. They're being dispersed, but no signs of tear gas or rubber bullets yet. The streets are pretty full right now. So far, nothing's turned violent.
Hundreds of demonstrators defied a midnight curfew, marching without incident in the early hours of Friday. Authorities say that they have no plans to enforce the curfew as long as the protests remain peaceful. The governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory, a former mayor of Charlotte, already has declared a state of emergency, and he said police would arrest lawbreakers. So far, police have refused to release a video of the shooting which sparked this week's demonstration, some of which have been violent. Issues confronting the Middle East dominated Thursday's UN General Assembly debate. Margaret Mashir has more.
On the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas warned that Israel's continued settlement expansion is jeopardizing any chance of a two-state solution.
Settlements are illegal in every aspect and any manifestation. We will therefore continue to exert all efforts for the adoption of a Security Council resolution on the settlements.
But Israel's leader was defiant.
We will not accept any attempt by the UN to dictate terms to Israel.
Meanwhile, Iraq's leader said his government is making progress in its battle with the self-proclaimed Islamic State. A major offensive to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the terrorists is expected in the coming months.
That's Margaret Mashir reporting from the UN. In Thailand, a road bomb exploded, killing three police officers south of Bangkok in Yala. That happened on Friday. Authorities say two other officers were wounded. Yala is one of the three Muslim-majority provinces in predominantly Buddhist Thailand. It has been plagued with separatist violence since January of 2004. A Chinese court on Thursday sentenced prominent civil rights lawyer Shay Lin to 12 years in prison on fraud charges and what some human rights advocates are calling retaliation for his defense of high-profile clients such as dissident artist Ai Weiwei, who challenged the government. Shay is the latest of several civil rights activists, particularly defense lawyers, to be sentenced under the administration of President Xi Jinping. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Please join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.